Hello again, dear listeners. This is Ivona Remondová from Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. Today I'm talking to Nikita Lavretsky from Belarus about his newest film, A Date in Minsk. We are shooting this interview in November 2022, so let me please ask a first question, a very general question connected to the situation we are in. It's 10 months after the February 2022 attack by Russia to Ukraine. I wanted to ask you about filmmakers from your country and their situation. Did it change?
Yeah, I can tell you some examples because I don't think it's fair to apply the same like story to every filmmaker because, I mean, Belarusian filmmakers is not a monolithic group and everyone has a different situation. So, for example, some filmmakers stayed in Belarus and are still making movies in Belarus. For example, my friend Viktor Lebedev. But some filmmakers have left the country for various reasons. I don't know if it has to do anything with like Russia's attack on Ukraine. I mean, a lot of Belarusian filmmakers were in Ukraine at the start of the war. For example, my friend and perhaps closest collaborator, Yulia Shatun, she was in Ukraine in February, so she had to leave Ukraine, and she's now in Poland. But someone who is in Belarus doesn't necessarily have to leave Belarus because there is no war, so to speak, in Belarus. But I mean, I guess this attack is, apart from being very disturbing and unnerving and sad thing, is also, I guess, such a point in time where you can feel that history is happening right now. And it's kind of scary because you don't know what's going to happen at the next turn. And so for a filmmaker, and especially a documentary filmmaker whose work is to kind of tell stories about realities they're living in, it's always a challenge which stories to tell and which stories to choose and how to tell them in such a way that they are, I guess, bringing something good into the world. So that's why I think if you're asking what changed for Belarusian filmmakers, I guess a lot of things changed. On one hand, it's like the practical conditions for living, because some people could not stay in their homes, especially if they were staying in Ukrainian cities. On the other hand, it's like a challenge from the artistic point of view on which stories to tell and how to tell them.
Did many things change for you personally?
I mean, depends on what you mean by after, because maybe you mean after just from the time point of view, and maybe you mean it from like the cause and effect point of view. I mean, right now I'm staying at an arts residency in Berlin, and I've never stayed at a residency like that. And this is my first time living outside of Belarus, so I guess this is a very new thing in my life, but whether it necessarily has, I mean, maybe it has to do with like the war happening this year, because there's like a causation to this particular residency being interested in filmmakers from Ukraine or Belarus, but yeah.
Let's go to your film, to your new film, A Date in Minsk. Take us to the very beginning of your thoughts about your film. How did it start and who were close to you at that moment?
I've been wanting to make this film for several years, for maybe, I don't know, since like 2013. And the whole idea was to capture a first date just of some people, because I think it's like a magical a moment in people's life, especially if this first date leads to a relationship. This is the moment where people actually realize that they enjoy knowing this person or want to spend time with them, or maybe they have some feelings about them. And so I proposed this idea to some of my friends to capture their first date, but it never quite happened, because if it was like someone just recently broke up with someone, and I would just tell them, well, it's great news. I have a perfect idea for a movie that we can make. But they weren't so happy to make this idea come true. And I also invited like my friends who were not interested in going on a date, and I set up a date for them. But there was no real chemistry between them. So this was also a failure. And the years went by, and I suggested this idea to many of my friends of different sexual orientations and etc. But nobody wanted to participate. So I thought maybe I should go on a date myself. But the problem is I have a girlfriend and we've been dating for many years. And so if I went on a date, like on a Tinder date with someone else, it wouldn't be very romantic, because I wouldn't really be into them. So I thought, yeah, I guess the only solution is to go on a date with my girlfriend. But the problem is it cannot be a first date, because we've been dating for 9 years. But then I thought, no, it actually can be a first date, because it's a cinema and everything is possible in cinema. So I guess this is how the idea of the film came to be.
Together with your cinematographer and great director too, Julia Chatun, you made this film as one take movie. Was this the idea from the very beginning, or did it simply happen on the way that you decided to make it on one take?
I mean, no, it wasn't the idea from the very beginning, but I heard about this movie called Minsk, which was made by a Russian filmmaker. It recently won some awards in Cottbus Film Festival, and it's about the Belarusian rebellion of 2020, but it's shot by a Russian director in Estonia, and it's called Minsk. And apparently it takes place in Minsk, but it's shot in Tallinn, Estonia. And I was quite mad at this director, because Minsk is my city where I've lived all my life. And he named his movie Minsk, but it's not actually Minsk, it's Tallinn. And so his movie is shot in one take. And I was like, no, I want to make my own movie that I'm going to call Minsk. And it's going to be real Minsk. And it's going to be also shot in one take, and I'm going to beat him. This is like a rap battle. So this movie, A Date in Minsk, is like a diss track pointed towards Boris Gutz, the Russian director. But I didn't name the movie Minsk, because I don't like that name. It's very generic. So I named it A Date in Minsk. So his movie is the only movie called Minsk.
When watching it, one would imagine that there were so many takes, and you would at the end decide to choose one of them. Is it right, or did you try really just once?
No, there was only one take, because this whole experiment of trying to relive your first date or relive your past, I don't think it's repeatable, because it wouldn't be the same. The magic will be gone.
Also coming to my mind when watching your movie is that this could be kind of a therapeutic film for many people. I don't know if you want to go so far into your personal life, but did this film help to you as well and your girlfriend, or did it just stay in the film stage and that's it?
It certainly was a fun experience for me and my girlfriend, but this movie was nothing new in our lives, because we are kind of open with each other, and we always talk about our problems and our feelings. And so we didn't do in this film anything that we hadn't already done without the film. And I don't know about other people, because I kind of did this movie for as by my own.
Nikita Lavretsky, an abrasive and indelible comedic voice from Belarus, is a zero-budget artist whose dazzling sense of invention, wild humor, and ceaseless productivity rival the energies of the entire film industry. He completed a master's degree in film studies from the State Academy of Arts in Minsk, and his feature film debut won the Best Film Award in 2015 at the Minsk International Film Festival, Listopad. His most recent film, A Date in Minsk, is the story about maintaining a dysfunctional relationship for the past 8 years. The film premiered at Docs Lisboa 2022, where the director was awarded for Best Film. A Date in Minsk is also included in the 2022 East Silver Catalog edition.
You're fresh off the international premiere of the film A Date in Minsk at Doc Lisboa. And can you tell us what was the experience with having premiered there and talking to the audience of about the film?
Yeah, the experience was very good. I don't know if you know it or not, but the movie won the main award, the best film in international competition.
I wanted you to say it.
Ah, okay. And it's like the best experience you can have at a film festival. It's the ultimate reward. So. But also, yeah, the audience was asking questions. And so I guess the audience also was appreciative of the movie. I didn't have any bad responses from the audience. But sometimes, or maybe often, my movies get very bad responses from audiences. They shout and try to fight me after my movies.
Can you tell me something more about this? I mean, most of the filmmakers and most of artists usually talk about awards and successes, but let's talk about these moments when we feel like, you know, this is not so easy and this is not so pleasant. I wonder.
Yeah, I had this movie called Drama, and it's like an anthology movie that I directed with Yulia Shatun and Alexei Svirsky. And Yulia Shatun's segment, there is a 20-minute take of her walking from the metro station to her home, and the viewers were very frustrated about it. And there was like a scandal at the premiere. I can send you the YouTube link. It's one of the famous videos on my YouTube channel. It's called The Scandal at the Moscow Premiere. Or maybe it's like the fault of this festival. It's in Moscow, but there was a scandal.
Is this reaction of the audience scary for you, or you kind of are happy that something intense is happening when you show your film?
I mean, every reaction or every strong reaction is better than a lack of reaction. I don't know whether such reaction is the optimal one. Ideally, I would like people to experience nice emotions and nice feelings from my movie and to enjoy them. So obviously it is not good if people don't enjoy it. But the problem is that there are many different kinds of people, and you sometimes have to look for the audience that will enjoy your work.
Tell me something about the future of your newest film. What's the plan? Where can people see it?
A Date in Minsk, I mean. There's going to be the Belarusian premiere of it next week, or like maybe 10 days from now. It's at the Northern Lights Film Festival, and it will be available online, but only if you have... if you're watching from Belarus. And sometimes, and you can fool the system by installing a VPN, but I don't think a Belarusian IP address is going to be available on many VPN programs. For example, I use NordVPN, and they don't have Belarus in the list of countries. So maybe you have to look for a VPN with a Belarusian IP address, and then you will be able to watch it. It's also available on Festival Scope, and there you can fool the system pretty easily too, because to get registered there as a member of the industry, you just have to put in that you're a film journalist, and just any blog will do. It is confirmed by my experience that because there is a subscription fee and they're so interested in subscriptions fee that they don't really check whether you're a real member of the industry. So the movie is also available on FestivalScope and you can watch it there. You just have to pretend that you're a film critic.
I agree that there are so many people that they don't have a chance to check who's filmmaker and who's not, right?
Yes, yes. And so it's... Here's your two best chances to watch the film soon is to get registered at FestivalScope and try to look for a Belarusian IP address and watch it at the Northern Lights Film Festival.
Nikita, thank you very much. Greetings from Prague to Berlin. And I hope to see you soon on one of the festivals. And so
yeah, I, like I said, I will come in December. Me and my friend Christopher Small, I don't know if you know him, he's from DAF Films. And he's will do a series of screenings of Belarusian films, including some of my films at Petrogradska Collective Cinema. I mean, I don't know whether it's not publicly announced yet and it can still fall through. So I don't know whether it's really fair for me to announce it. But I think I'm pretty sure it's going to happen in December.
Wonderful. Thank you very much. And big luck with your Rebellion movies. Thank you very much, Nikita.
Thank you so much for your time and for talking to me. It was a nice talk.
This was True Story Podcast with Nikita Lavretsky about his newest film, A Date in Minsk.